She's behaved remarkably well, very docile creature, and she had a perfect normal birth and a beautifully developed little baby.
And what about the actual confinement?
Well, in the morning she didn't eat, and she looked to be quite a bit bigger, so we kept our eye on her all day. And just before the feed time at 4 o'clock, about 10 minutes to four, I went away to get the food. And when I returned, she was in heavy labour then. She had another dolphin assisting her, which appeared to be trying to keep her off the bottom, but I don't think it really was. I think it was just going in to help. And the one that we presume the father of the dolphin is Joe, he was standing off about 7 or 8 feet, just looking on. The other dolphins, all but one, refused to feed. They went around the pool like, mad dogs, as we say, and there was water going everywhere. They were all highly excited. And by 2 or 3 minutes past four, the tail of the baby was visible, was out about a foot. The mother seems to be able to control the birth, because once the tail appeared at this length, it stopped almost immediately, began flexing, and within a minute or two, it was unfolded, and the flukes were almost normal. The mother went into another arch, and the young one emerged another 4 or 5 inches, and stopped again. And then every part of the body of the young dolphin that was out began flexing, and within, this went on for a few seconds, and then another 4 inches of the young one appeared, and at the stage when it just got past, the dorsal was visible. The one that had taken over the midwife job, she appeared to bite the cord through and stop with the mother then until the baby was born, which was another few minutes, and it had done remarkably well. It was swimming just the same, like the mother, and a phenomenal speed for a baby just being born.
Now, this sections of birth, as it were, this would be, I suppose, if it was born quickly all at once, it would be like a little lamb or a foal. It just wouldn't have the use of its muscles, would it?
No, it would not. We think that she is able to control the birth to allow the young one to flex its muscles and flex its body so that when the actual birth, the last part of the birth takes place, it is ready to swim. We feel too that the long gestation period, which is 12 months, is the latter part of this, is to let the young dolphin develop inside the mother so that it can swim away immediately it is born.
Now, you said it was swimming as quickly as it needed to. Was the mother just sort of coasting along, so it didn't have to really extend itself?
Only for the first round. It swam at what we thought was a remarkable speed. Normally we expected it to go very, very slow, but this wasn't the case. It went off at three-quarter speed, we would say. It went round the pool, came up to breathe. Normally every time the mother came to breathe, the young one came up to breathe. Immediately it was born. Brenda, the one that's been in the pool the longest, she took over the job of auntie, and she tried her utmost to help the mother with the baby. She would even come up underneath it when it was coming up to broach, she would come up underneath it and sort of give it a ride on her back. When the little one returned back into the water again, he would jump up in the air as though he was highly delighted about the whole affair. The mother was very jealous of it at the start and didn't want the other dolphins to come too near, and quite often got between the young one, had the young one between her and the edge of the pool. But Brenda soon rectified this. She came up underneath the mother and pushed the mother away and was trying, as we thought, to cuddle this thing. They all wanted to be in on the young dolphin, swim with the young dolphin, but Brenda took over the job and apparently told the others to keep away, which they did. After 5 hours, the mother allowed Brenda to take the dolphin around the pool once by herself. We stopped up all night with the mother and young one. After seeing it, all was well, and the baby in perfect condition, we now don't come all night. We come every couple of hours and give the mother some feed, because we feel that now she's suckling the baby, she wants additional food.
Yes, now how does this work? How does this underwater feeding happen?
Well, at the start, the first time we saw the baby muzzling was 3 hours after the birth. It was muzzled and it did take the teat in its mouth. The mother ejects the... When the young one wraps its tongue around the teat, the mother ejects the milk, highly concentrated milk, into the young one's mouth and it goes down the gullet without the young one needing to swallow. But he muzzles and the teat, which is enclosed in one on either side, they're enclosed in a slit and not visible at any other time. The mother sends the teat out, the young one takes it in its mouth, and she ejects the highly concentrated milk down its throat. In this case, in our case here, an hour elapsed, and the young one tried to get back on the same teat again. The mother wouldn't have that, and to make him realise there was another teat, she rolled over on the side and the teat flew out and it almost went into the young one's mouth. And of course, as soon as he realised it was there, he fastened onto it and he had a good feed, which only consists of about 4 or 5 seconds. Then he lets the teat go and it automatically flies back in behind the slit, and he waits for another hour for some more food.
Now, you say that the mother trusts the auntie. Will she really go away and leave the baby?
Not at the start she didn't, but after 5 hours, I say, she let Brenda take it round on her own, and she gradually became able to trust Brenda and the other dolphins. But Brenda has been with her almost continuously. In the next morning at 8 o'clock, the mother, we thought she would want food, and we told Brenda to go over and take charge of the young one while the mother had some food. At first she didn't go, but after telling her two or three times, she immediately went straight to the young one, took over, and must have told the mother something, because the mother came straight over to us and fed. As soon as the mother had finished feeding, she went straight back to the young one, and Brenda came back to us, and we rewarded her with a couple of fish. Well, now this happens every time. Every time the mother wants food, Brenda will go over and take charge completely of the young one, and the mother doesn't... At the start, the mother had two or three fish, would rush back to see if the young one was all right, but now she doesn't. She comes over and feeds until she's had her fill, and then is quite content and knows that Brenda will look after it until she comes back.
And now it's been, active for 2 or 3 days. How fast can it swim now?
Well, within 2 hours of the birth, the mother took it on some terrific fast training runs, as we feel, that she was trying to get it to swim as fast as it could possibly swim in the time. And we think that the reason for this is that if in its natural state, it would have to swim to evade all the dangers of the sea. It would have to swim at this speed to be safe and be able to keep with the mother going at top speed. Well, after a few hours of these rest periods and then this terrific burst of speed, the young one could swim as fast as the mother or as fast as any other dolphin in the pool.
Now, back to a typical feminine question, what are you going to call the baby?
Well, we've evaded this question because we can't call it anything. We don't know the sex of it yet, and we feel that until the mother dolphin gives us an indication that she wants us to touch it or pet it, which she will do, I don't know how long it'll take. As soon as she realises that we won't hurt it and we're going to love the thing, she will indicate to us that we can stroke it, and then we will be able to turn it over. We cannot tell the sex by just looking at it. We have to turn it over and see if it has the two slits either side of the vent, the same as the females have. Well, it's a female. If it hasn't, well, it's a male.